You're listening to SBS News.
The Sydney to Hobart race is already a daunting journey, but braving the Bass Strait with just one other crew member is the kind of challenge that attracts sailors like Jiang Lin.
My goal is not about, you know, winning, because they are far more competitive out there. I just want to get down there safely, finish the race. That's my goal. Then spend a few weeks down in Tasmania cruising.
She's been sailing in Australia for 9 years, based in Balmain in Sydney's inner west, but her connection to the water stretches back decades. She grew up in China's Fujian province on the southeastern coast, and the yacht she owns and sails is named after the Min River that stretches through the Sichuan province.
Father-sized family are boat people, and we grew up on the boat. My brother was born on a boat, so I'm quite familiar with the boating life. And Min River is where my grandparents, you know, working and sailing on the on. That's why I named my boat Min River, just so I can remember part of my heritage, I guess.
This is her first shot at a race like the Sydney to Hobart, and her crewmate is Frenchman Jean-Charles Ledun. Together they'll cover the 630 nautical mile stretch, which is traditionally contested by crews of more than 8 people. A close relationship and strong teamwork required, with sleep and energy in short supply.
So really 200 is like both are really skippers, you know, when you're on duty. That person is in charge of everything. The other person could be asleep, you know, so quite equal in that way. We make decisions together.
It's the first time two-handed crews will take part in the event, which is a new challenge, even for seasoned participants like Anti Sweet Apple, who's previously raced the event with larger crews.
It's about fatigue management or something. So if you can reduce the amount of energy that goes into every single sail change or sail drop on reef and things, then it just leaves you fresher for the rest of the race.
18 yachts in the two-handed class are expected to take part on Boxing Day. They won't be eligible for the main prize due to the presence of a small-scale autopilot system. But Noel Cornish, Commodore of the Cruising Yacht Club of Australia, which organises the race, expects a gruelling and thrilling contest nonetheless.
It just takes it to another level of challenge in terms of stamina for the individuals involved. And I think it'll bring a new exciting element watching these two-handed crews by each other and race against the fully crewed yachts as they head down the coast.
The class was scheduled to debut in 2020, but the race was abruptly cancelled following an outbreak on Sydney's northern beaches, where a large number of competitors reside. Mr. Cornish is hoping to avoid more unexpected headwinds this year.
We've got a very thorough plan ourselves, and we're fastidious in implementing it. But also the boats are doing similarly. So boats have got crews that are not partaking in family functions these days in order to be able to make sure they're not a positive contact as they run into the race. So everybody's bending over backwards to make sure we get this race away.
Rod Smallman arrived in Sydney from Melbourne, having sailed up his ship, the Maverick. Like others, he's taking precautions to ensure hours of training don't go to waste.
We're triple vaxxed. We had tests before we left. We'll have another test before we go. We'll do our best to stay away from everybody, and fingers crossed.
Australia's Sailing Showcase entering uncharted waters. Naveen Razik, SBS News.